Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always hear the I just love having you guys around. There's so much crazy stuff going on. Now, if I was sitting on the porch all by myself talking about this stuff, you know, they'd think I was a little off, right? They might send somebody over to check me out or something. But many of you I get emails from and stuff like that. I really appreciate it and really appreciate the fact. You see what we're doing here, you know? I can beat on the Dems 24/7 or beat on a certain group 24. No, we're going to do all kinds of crazy stories here. You know, all the stories that you really don't hear as a group in other places. You know, this we do everything from, you know, toxic masculinity to mommy and me pole dancing class. Some of you have been listening for years. You know some of the crazy stories we've done. And at first, people would say, they're not real. You're making those up. No, actually, I'm not making those up at all. You know, this next one from NBC News, we'll talk about in a minute. They're basically a sports bar now, you know, or sports bar type of scenarios are too masculine. Let that sink in for a minute. You know? I mean, so now we can't have any media outlets or bars or anything that's a little too masculine. However, it's okay to have these. Have you been to the supermarket checkout lately? You can't get much more feminine than that, can you? There's no. I think there's one Sports Illustrated or something along those lines. But most of us at the checkout, they're all female based. Yes, I said the word. Will I get beat for that? Do they? Can you say female without getting censored or anything? It's just amazing. But barstool, God, really having trouble with that one. So when the news broke, what was it, September 10th, and a lawsuit had been filed against NFL star receiver Antonio Brown, accusing him of rape, Barstool Sports, like many other websites, they published an article about it. But it was the comments in the article that really told the real story. Now, for me, this is where I get nuts with sports. I have had arguments, and I used to call them close friends. They're not close friends. But I used to have arguments with some of these people. And the arguments would be around when these sports players do something extremely bad. Should it spill over into their professional lives? Now, I always said yes. Because my attitude has always been, look, when you're in sports, I don't care whether it's baseball, football, hockey, whatever it is, when you're in some kind of event, something that brings a lot of attention to you, especially, not that it's okay to beat your girlfriend if you're not in one of these positions, but especially. One or two of my friends were trying to tell me, no, you know what, you can't mix what they do outside of sports with what they get paid for doing on the football field. I mean, yeah, you can. Because character is character. Man, if you're a coward enough to beat on your woman in an elevator, in a hallway, or wherever like that, what makes me think that you're not going to cheat on the football field? Or baseball, whatever it is. So two comments alone on the website went on to say, I hate this guy. But I think this is all BS and some chick is just trying to get paid. One of them said, the most obvious extortion attempt I've ever seen. They racked up hundreds of likes on the sports culture. Now, the blog that was geared towards young men, you know, it's majority of the replies to the article on Twitter elicited jokes about the rape or crude remarks, which, listen, I don't care whether you're a guy or a girl or whatever, or non-binary, cis, ungen, whatever it is that you are. It is never okay to joke about rape. Never. And you don't know if these girls were or weren't raped. We don't know yet. Right? But again, when you go through these comments, you go check this out. You can't just blame this on masculinity, because I'll tell you what. Have you seen some of the crude stuff that you women say on your sites? The way you talk about sports players and others. And then all of you in that Me Too movement where you really didn't jump in to do much of anything. You waited until he got caught, Mr. Weinstein, who now he's all upset that he can't be Weinstein anymore. He'll never have his life back. Well, thank God he'll never have his life back. The current Congress is the most diverse in U.S. history, and the American women have won more attention for sexual harassment issues in the years following the birth of the Me Too movement. But Barstool Sports, according to NBC News, has found a base hungry for its politically incorrect content. Now look, are you telling me you can't say you don't believe it? Look at Kavanaugh. Look what they accused him of, what we were supposed to believe, just because it was said. Now, that doesn't mean you get to ridicule her. You can say, I know the guy, I don't believe this is his character, I don't believe he would do something like this. You don't get to make fun of her yet. If they go to court and find out it was just a lie, then yeah, you can make fun of her all you want to. I would hope that when you go to court and you find out that he's guilty, should he be, that you also nail him the same way you were making fun of her. Last month, Barstool Sports founder and president David Portnoy made headlines when he threatened to fire employees on the spot for discussing unionization. The company announced it was moving some of its videos that violate Instagram's terms and services to an app favored by the so-called alt-right, which I still don't understand. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Karen Sigmund's going to join me after the break. She's been on the show, Dr. Karen Sigmund, at least a half a dozen times. Great source for information when it comes to education and what's going on out there. Joe Messina, your host. We won't be long. Come on back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
You couldn't play this song today. We are back. Listen, if a sports bar or sports bar magazine is considered to be too masculine, all right, can you only imagine what they would call songs like that? You'd go back to the days where they were burning Beatle records, right? I mean, this is really, these people are sick. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You already heard her, so let's bring her in. Dr. Karen Sigmund joins me. She's the president of the American Freedom Alliance. And, Karen, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Joe. Always terrific.
Oh, we've got so many things going, so much to have fun with right now. But first, we'll start. You got to spend some time with the man in the motorcade, didn't you?
Well. I did not. I drove in the motorcade.
Yeah.
But so I was part of the machinery that assisted the man being in Los Angeles. So, and just that, you know, at that level, it's really thrilling.
Yeah.
And it's weird. I mean, I did very, very, very little, but just that little, you realize the scale. And by the man, we're talking about
President Donald Trump. He came into Los Angeles. Which shows you how gutsy he is to begin with. But go ahead.
Seriously, very gutsy, but that's one reason we love him.
Yep.
So he came to L.A. He had been in New Mexico, and then the day before, and then that morning he was also in New Mexico, went up to Northern California, came down to L.A., and then there was just a whole lot of logistics about all of that. Where's he going to go? How's that all going to work? You realize when you do this, you know, some people realize it anyway, the scale and scope of everything that has to happen just for, you know, how long was he here? 16 hours, something like that. Not a very long time. We all complain about the streets being shut down. And yeah, it's a hassle. But think about the people shutting down those streets and making those detours and putting up those barricades, because there were barricades. And he stayed downtown L.A. There were barricades in downtown Los Angeles. There were just all kinds of everything, the extent of police participation in all of this, the number of vehicles that were part of the official motorcade, then us, we were just support. It's tremendous. It's absolutely tremendous. But the feeling that you get, the feeling that I got, this man, he was supposed to come in, land at LAX, and then helo over to an area near downtown, and then we were going to pick him up, bring him from that area to the Hotel Intercontinental, which, by the way, is unbelievable. So we were supposed to pick him up from there, bring him so he could relax for a little bit, bring him back to the landing zone so he could helo from there over to Santa Monica, where another motorcade was going to pick him up and bring him to the undisclosed location for the dinner. So that was my first day of participation. And it turns out that because he was running late doing in New Mexico, running late in the lunch up north, and by running late, this isn't a guy who just messes around, right? Running late means having real conversations with real people about real problems, real issues, right? This is not a guy who just mucks around. So that was all running late. So the piece of the day that he cut out because it was not as important to him as all the rest was the part where he got to rest at the hotel. So he didn't come in to our landing zone. We didn't do that part. And you realize, you know, again, that the man is making decisions on the fly about, to some extent, obviously, about how best to serve us. And you know me, I have not been whatever I feel about him doesn't really matter. I admire so much of what he does. And being part of this and seeing how these decisions are made, it really, it's in the service of us. And everything that happened in Los Angeles, all the streets shutting down, all the police, all the hotel, everything, all the security, the Secret Service, everything. And I talked to a lot of them. You get the impression that everyone understands the man, he is the most powerful man on the planet, and he's using that power in service of us. And there's no question about it. I found that incredibly, just such a powerful feeling. I had said this to someone, I don't know, I would never have been a participant in an Obama motorcade, obviously, right? But you also, he was the most powerful man on the planet. But I don't think anybody ever felt, except for those people who thought that now they didn't have to pay to put gas in their car, I don't think anybody really remember her.
Yes.
Doesn't have to worry about rent anymore. After about 5 minutes, even they realized that that power that he wielded was not in service of us, but in power over us.
Right. Big
and
difference.
That difference.
Yep.
Right. It's everything. It's yep. everything. And the and Donald Trump really radiates that. Just in every decision that seems to be made, whether you agree with the decision or not, is that's a secondary concern. But it's all for us. He was in Palo Alto longer, or wherever he was up there longer than he was at the Beverly Hills residence. Where no, I did not go to the dinner, but I talked to a lot of people who did, who just. He was on fire. Which, how could he be on fire? It was in New Mexico that morning at a big, right?
I mean, how many people have you seen
I'm
his
exhausted.
Kind of energy? How many people have you seen with
I
his
know.
Kind of energy, right? Yeah.
Exactly. It's astounding. It's astounding. And, again, it's in service of us.
Right.
And that's, you know, all the rest. You look at all those people. I don't want to call them clowns. All the participants in the charade of the Democrat debates. And you look at each one of them, not one of them wants to do this in service of us. Not one. It's not about us. It's really not. And it's certainly not a notion of service.
Right. Well, let's talk when we come back. I want to talk a little bit more about this climate change hysteria and how they're pouring that into our kids' heads like it's the... It is this massive issue that they're not going to be able to turn around. They're going to lose their lives. They're going to lose their planet. Talk about fear-mongering. Joe Bozzini, your host, listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour in the headlines, we learn House Democrats will be meeting Tuesday on Capitol Hill at 4 p.m. Eastern to discuss the next steps in the whistleblower investigation. But a probe could backfire and lead to new information coming out about what Joe Biden's son Hunter was up to as he earns lots and lots of money from a Ukraine gas company while his dad was vice president during the Obama administration. President Trump asked about all of this while at the United Nations General Assembly meeting in New York City.
I may do it because it was a very innocent call on both his part and my. We had a very nice call. It was really a congratulatory call because he had just won. It was just confirmed, and he's the new president.
On Wall Street, the Dow up 15 points, the Nasdaq down 5, the S&P 500 down a fraction of a point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
I didn't understand it then, and I don't understand it now. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I've been screaming it, you know, all weekend long. I don't know why I do this. I'm trying to relax, and then something popped up on Facebook, and talking about how white men shouldn't be, and this person, this is an assembly person, an elected legislator here in California who felt that she was sick and tired of, you know, old white guys like me going after these young kids when they speak out, when they're you know, protesting, if you would. Well, first and foremost, a guy like me who's on a school board, I very much like it when the kids get informed, get engaged because they want to, and come in front, and they speak in front of the board. They do a great job most of the time. We encourage them to keep coming. And when it comes to a protest, you want to do it. There's a couple things going on here. You don't get coddled. If you want to protest, that's fine. But there's pain involved. You might get a zero for the day. All right? And you better be protesting because you really know what you're fighting against. Have real facts and real truth and not be pushed out by a bunch of adults that have a different agenda, and they want you out there like they do with the gun issue. It's shameful. It's sinful. Anyway, Dr. Karen Sigmund joins me. She's the president of American Freedom Alliance. And Karen, before we get rolling here and forget, tell people what American Freedom Alliance is and how they can get involved.
Yeah, great. American Freedom Alliance is an organization that we're here in Los Angeles. We're nonprofit, and we stand primarily, our mission is defending Western civilization, and I used to think that that was kind of a hysterical thing, but it's not. It's every day it's obvious how under attack we are, as evidenced by the lunacy that, you know, you mentioned stuff on Facebook. Every day there's something where you go, oh my gosh, this is from book burnings to climate change nonsense to just all kinds of assaults on our freedoms, and freedoms are part and parcel, as is Judeo-Christian heritage, to Western civilization. So that's what we do. We do it in large part through conferences. We have a big one coming up that we can you know,
hit on it. Do
talk
it now.
About after climate before, change. Do it now. We, yeah. All right. So October 5th and 6th. Right. October 5th and 6th, we're holding a really extraordinary event. It's 2 days because it's international. We have over 20 speakers coming in from Holland, from Poland, from England, from Austria, France, Belgium, South Korea. We've got somebody who will be Skyping in from Hong Kong, Claudia Rossett, who was formerly with the Wall Street Journal. Amazing, an amazing array of speakers. We've got John Fund, who's with Fox and National Review Online. Belgium, amazing. We've got Dan Hannan from England, the guy who invented Brexit to begin with. We've got Thierry Baudet, the head of the fastest growing freedom-related party in Holland. We've got Dominik Tarzynski, who's from Poland. He's a member of their parliament, now a member of European Parliament. He's the guy who invited AOC to come see what a real concentration camp looks like. These are all the big names in freedom movements around the world, and we're bringing them all to Los Angeles. We'll be talking about immigration, the issue of rights, nationalism, populism, free speech, the use of impeachment as a campaign tool. Really, the whole thing is going to be astounding. October 5th and 6th, 2 days, because we're bringing so many people in from such great distances. We thought it really warranted it. At the Lux Hotel, you can find out more at AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. There's going to be an incredible dinner Saturday night. Very special VIP dinner. Oh my gosh, it's going to be magnificent. All our speakers will be there, and Thierry Baudet will be the keynote. He's the one from Holland. He's this young, energetic, highly cultured, in your face, just intellectual, just great talking guy. He is, I spend time on the phone with these people, and you just can't even believe the caliber of intellect and passion in every single one of them. So it's going to be extraordinary. AmericanFreedomAlliance.org, 2 days, October 5th and 6th. There won't be anything like it, not for us and not for them. Their speech is protected here in ways that it's not in their own countries.
People don't realize the difference that we have. People don't understand the freedoms that we have and how quickly we can lose them. Now, they'll say we can't because we're United States. You know, we're America. That would never happen here. But you see things get chipped away at. During the break, you and I were talking, and I said, you know, under Barack Obama, there was, for some of us, there was a darkness, a depression type of thing, if you would, that wasn't there under Clinton and you know, some of the others. It just wasn't there. And now you get Obama in place, and you start feeling this heaviness. Like, you know, again, for us, for us Christians, you couldn't have a Bible anywhere near a public facility. Oh, my God, it's like the worst thing in the world. And you could have all kinds of other stuff, just not that. And there were just so many things that were going on, you know?
It was a fundamental transformation, and we're clawing our way out of that darkness. I so completely agree. It was a dark time, and it was just every day we felt this heavy weight. And you're right, our freedoms were being eroded. Even now, you know, Obamacare, the extent to which it the tentacles reached into our lives, that there's it's on our tax forms about our health care. I'm sorry, but how much more indication do you need of the incredibly deep tentacles of power and control that reached from that man into our lives?
You go to the doctor, and they have a right to know whether you have a gun in the house.
Okay. A gun in the house, and that's exactly right.
God bless. It's just, again, there are... There were things going on during that administration. You had to just sit there and go, my God, this is a prelude to A, B, and C. And nobody would believe it because, hey, look, this is a modern era. We don't do stuff like that. You know, and they don't realize truly what was going on. You know, I don't know. Anyhow,
They don't. And he paved the way. Well, he paved the way, as does AOC and the rest of them, for that stage of socialists, yep. Proud socialists. One could even call some of them communists. They wouldn't go that far. But to have avowed socialists, okay, Democrats, socialists, there's no difference. There's a difference between Democrats, socialists, and social Democrats that they don't want to make. But they just call themselves Democrats, socialists, and everybody should be happy. But he is the one. Obama didn't campaign on that platform. He campaigned really as a centrist. We should have borders, marriages between a man and a woman. To have a health care mandate was ridiculous. Remember all of that?
Yep.
And we all knew that that was crap. So, but during those 8 years, the change in ethos in the Democratic Party, plus Trump, I mean, plus Trump really helped break the party. I don't know who came up with that expression, but I think it was Ted Cruz, actually, that he's kind of broken the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
They're all
going in different directions on how to take him down. I love the fact that the only thing they can seem to do is investigate to impeach. And that was kind of like my mantra last year. I said, you watch, now it's just going to be investigate to impeach. And you know, just do what we have to do, investigate everything until we can get to an impeachment point. And good luck, because they're not the only one that's going to vote on the Republican side to impeach Donald Trump will be Mitt Romney, mark my words, right?
You think he's the only one? Well, he will definitely be one.
He will be the first one. He will be the first one to sign his name in the biggest ink you can. And
incredible,
you know, yes,
incredible. and speaking of how far left they've gone, the conference really is all about everything that I mentioned, all the freedom fighting, and every single aspect. It's fighting against the destruction of the left in every single instance.
Yep.
And we are seeing exactly the same kind of thing here. So that's one reason we're doing it, is to learn some of the lessons and to share information. And you're right about even our First Amendment. Oh, it can't happen here. But it does. It has. And I think we've stemmed it to some extent. And that maybe it's not legal, illegal, but we're being suppressed.
Yes. And it used to be they did it quietly behind the scenes, but since President Obama, they do it right in your face. We'll be back in a minute. Joe McCoy, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Karen Sigmund after the break.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS, and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. I'm telling you, man. That needs to be the theme song for Congress. When they start walking down the aisles to fill the congressional seats, that song needs to be playing. For some of you who don't know, that's Frankenstein by Edgar Winter. Both of those boys, I think, are gone now. But I mean, perfect theme song for Congress. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring her on. I always enjoy when she's on the show with me. Karen Zigman joins me. She's the president of the American Freedom Alliance. If you don't know what that is, go look it up. Okay? I don't bring people on here just to waste my time, your time, and everybody. Find out about the organization. It's a great organization you need to get involved and informed with. Karen, thanks for being with me.
Always great, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right, so I'm going to embarrass you a little bit, all right? Don't leave anything out, because people always say the same thing to me. Well, what gives that person the right to talk about this, that, or the other thing? Okay. So, Karen, you have a couple of degrees. You've been to college, right? I mean, you've graduated. Oh, you actually even taught a little bit. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, yep, I was a programmer from way back, even before college, back in the very early days of computers, in the early 70s, I guess. I've got a degree in applied math from UC San Diego. Applied was a lot of programming stuff. And then I worked for almost 20 years as a scientist doing underwater acoustics in Navy-related stuff, developing new ways of finding Soviet subs back
then. Wow, that's cool.
It was so cool. It was so much fun. It was so important. The science was great. I went to sea about 15 times on various ships, from small research vessels to Navy destroyers. I was one of the first women allowed on combatant ships as a scientist.
Wow.
They found ways of getting waivers for me and so on to allow me to be on these ships. So, yeah, it was exciting stuff. It was heady. I learned such respect for our sailors, for our military generally. This is not an easy life. So I did that for almost 20 years, and we won, right? We won the Cold War. And then I went back to school. I went to Boston University to get a degree in international relations. What I wanted to understand, having been in the defense world, is, okay, so how do we get to where we get, right? How do we get to a Cold War? How do we get, to wherever we get to? And so I got a master's degree in international relations. It was extremely interesting. It's history, it's politics, it's all kinds of great stuff wrapped together. And then I continued on and got a doctorate in education and American culture. So that was a lot of literature-related stuff, language-related, some more history, a lot of other really great and interesting things. And my dissertation was on young adult literature, what it is that kids read that contributes to their creation of their identity.
Wow.
And this completely plays into the whole sex ed thing that's going on around here, because I was not political at that time at all. And reading what I was reading that was written for kids was so appalling to me. And that it wasn't appalling to everybody was shocking and still is shocking. But that's one of the many ways I came to a political awakening, was this was horrifying. How can you not be horrified? And being horrified is a conservative position, and not being horrified is a leftist position. And then we're off and running.
Now, I look at this stuff and I keep telling people on a regular basis, look, you talk about science, you talk about all these things that some of us uneducated people, are supposed to believe in. And we do believe in it. But there are so many things that you do on the left that make absolutely no sense. As a matter of fact, they're kind of hypocritical in the way you go after, deal with it, or what have you. And
right.
One of these things is climate change. And I saw all those kids this weekend, and my heart went out to them, because I said, look, they're screaming things like, why are you ruining my world? There won't be anything for here when I get older. Now, they don't think that deep. They can't go that far. So this is an adult pounding this in their head. Now, you're the scientist. You're the researcher. And what I've always said is this. How can you take 200 years of iffy data, and I mean iffy data, okay, on a planet that you claim is anywhere from 6 million to 6 billion years old? Those kind of numbers in a real scientific environment, they would throw them in the trash. Because there's not enough there. That's number one. Okay. Number two is, to say that 95, and I want you to touch on this, say 95% of climate scientists agree that this is man-made. They leave out a big part of this. And the big part of this was 95% of the 8%-ish that responded to the actual survey. It's like, wait a minute.
Right.
My science teacher would give me an F for that project. Right?
It's absolutely right. And it's the damage that they do. Well, first of all, to your first point, that some amount of data, the planet has, the universe is not static, right? It's not static. It never will be static. The climate has always changed. It will always change. We've had ice ages that have come and gone, and when they've gone, that's been warming, and then we've had cooling, and then we've had warming, and then we've had cooling. So this idea that we're doing something ignores the reality of the constant changing of everything. And but to the left is all about people. It's not all in a sense that we can, if we just pass enough laws, we can control anything, right? If we pass enough, if we pass Obamacare, everyone's going to have great health care. If we pass Common Core, everybody's going to be well educated. If we raise the minimum wage, everyone's going to be happy. In their hearts, they know that this is garbage. But the bottom line for them is it's all about finding another way, literally finding another way to come up with more reasons to put more measures of control in place. The whole Paris Accord was, we all know this. If you read anything at all, you know that this, if everything were to happen as they wanted it to have happened, it would have had an effect of something like half a degree over 50 years or something equally utterly idiotic. And that's only if everybody, including China, was going to do all those things that they wanted us to do. So it's not a matter of the climate. It's all a matter of control. Oh. So that's part A. Part B is, about the perversion of science is in service of part A because, again, the goal is to come up with arguments for implementing more measures of control. That's all. If and I've said this over the years, and this is one of the questions I would ask my students, if they really believe the oceans are rising, why does everyone want to live on the beach? Why did Obama just buy property on the beach? Why are all these multi-gazillionaire leftists living in Malibu or the Hamptons or Florida or, right? It's just, they know in their hearts that this is garbage, that it's not science, it's not real, it's a means to an end, and that end is control. So when they use these kids, and when they pervert science, right, talking about science, the 97%, right, the 97% number, they throw this around as if it's gospel, but you're absolutely right, it's 97% of a very small number, and apparently what this guy did, he did send out a survey, but he also went through various papers that were written, and he would code them and say, you know, if this person mentioned that there might be, you know, climate change, that was a yes. And people have come after this guy and said, I don't agree with this at all. You put me in the yes column. I'm not a yes. I don't believe in it. He didn't care. So we're supposedly the anti-science people. They're supposedly the science people. This is the most craven distortion and perversion of the very notion of science that to teach these kids and to wind them up as they have based on things that are you said if you had done this in science class, they would have thrown you out.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not science, right? This is not science. None of this is science. And even if you – okay, so the climate's changing, right? We get this. The question is, are humans at the root cause of it? And if you believe so, why do you believe so? That's right. The question. Is it warming? Is it cooling? In part, whatever. But why do you think we have anything to do with it? Because
well,
if we don't...
You're going to have to come back and talk about it, because we're out of time.
Yeah.
Where do they find you? Well, quick, what's the AFA? AFA site.
Find us at AmericanFreedomAlliance.org.
All right. Hey, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. It's kind of open mic, and I got a bunch of topics I want to hit on. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute.